An active life. Exercise 7. Speaker 1. I've been going to a wall climbing centre for over a year now. I started in a beginner's class, learning the basic techniques, because I'd never done any climbing before. I guess I have an aptitude for it, though, because I now do quite advanced things. It's amazing thinking back to what I was like initially. I'd been through a bad patch in my life and my self-esteem was low. In fact, that's why I started coming here. My brother suggested that doing something physically challenging like this might make me feel better about myself, and he was right. Climbing builds up your muscles too, which has been helpful in my case. Speaker 2.
In a way, it's surprising that I've kept going as long as I have done with karate. You see, I used to have a pretty free and easy lifestyle, and to do karate properly, you have to be very disciplined about things. In fact, that's how I came to try karate in the first place. I thought it might be good for me to do something that was unlike anything I'd done before. I'm glad I've managed to stick at it. Everyone in my karate group is really friendly and supportive, the kind of people you can rely on. And I can't imagine a better way to stay in shape.
Speaker 3.
Every Saturday, I go to a circus school for a 2-hour session. We mainly do acrobatics, you know, different types of jumps, somersaults, handstands, that kind of thing. We're also learning how to walk along a wire, not very high off the ground yet, and some juggling. Ever since I was really small, I've wondered what it'd be like to do things like these. So when I heard about this school, I decided to have a go. I'm not especially talented, but I've learnt a few tricks that I've been able to show off to my friends. It's also made me feel stronger and more flexible, which I like.
Speaker 4.
I'm in a volleyball team. It's not actually a very popular sport around here. In fact, I'd never played it until a couple of years ago. But it's a really intensive form of exercise, at least if you take it seriously. You do lots of jumping, stretching, and rushing around the court, and you have to concentrate. Just the sort of thing that gets rid of any tension or troublesome thoughts you might have. That's why I tried it in the first place. A work colleague recommended it as a kind of therapy. The people in my team are very committed, which I like, and there's an excellent team spirit.
Speaker 5.
I run 4 times a week. I recently joined a running club and I go there twice a week. I feel motivated running with them. And twice a week I go jogging with my housemate, Lisa. Last year, she decided to start running to lose weight and begged me to be her running partner. I resisted for a while. I never liked running when I was younger. But I finally gave in so she wouldn't nag me anymore. The first few weeks were tough, but I love it now. My stamina's improved and I feel great. It helps you unwind and clear your head after a tricky day at work.